Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we just began this journey as we saw Russia rising up and doing what they're doing. We'll be talking more about that and some prophetic occurrences taking place. And we'll be also showing you a general in America that gave Russia a warning, because we're going to continue that conversation. But some difficult days are ahead. We have a presidential election right in front of us. And this is Glenda Jackson. Glenda Jackson is being interviewed by Sid Roth. Glenda Jackson is a relative of Mariah Wilbur Eder. If you know about her, God used her very powerfully in America in a great time of revival. But Glenda Jackson herself has been known. She prophesied what was going to happen to President Ronald Reagan. God gave her a couple of prophetic words, and they all are accurate. We're not going to show you that part. We just want to show you what God's showing her about the presidential election coming up. And now you can see with what's taking place in the world, there could be a potential war taking place in World War III. And according to the Constitution, based on my understanding, if a war happens, there is no election. Let's listen to what Sid Roth asked Glenda Jackson and what she said the Lord showed her. Take a look at this.
Okay. What has God shown you that will happen in the future?
He showed me that if Christians don't start praying more than they ever have, even the churches become the house of prayer, this next election,
presidential election,
is not going to take place, that it's going to be suspended because evil's going to arise and some disasters are going to happen and some things are going to be put in place, and the president's not going to be removed. He's going to stay in, and these things are going to happen, and they're going to be very bad.
So these things are going to happen, and it's going to be very bad. Look at how things are beginning to boil across the world right now. Look at what's taking place. If you caught our previous programs, how Cuba and Russia and United Nations and our president having more flexibility after the election, and Dmitry Dudeman's prophetic word that we gave about how America's angel is saying, its protective angel is saying, that God is about to deal with the sin in America, but he'll protect his people. It's our previous program. We had that available for you. But this is looking more and more like a reality. I know the Lord, I don't want to talk about too many details of some things I just can't share, because everybody's become so divisive over things. But understand this, God's in control, and his plans are going to work out. And if you're the Lord's, that he will take care of you. Psalms 91, I just speak that over you and encourage you to meditate on that. But listen, President Putin right now, as I said in the previous program, he is actually beginning to call all of his people back to his country. They're preparing for wartime conditions. Over 60 million people reportedly did a wartime drill that took place just recently in Russia. And these are like wartime conditions. We talked about what God was saying specifically about that. And now we have the general. Remember the general, the particular Mali, U.S. Army General Mark Milley, and the fierce warning that he gave Russia? Let's look one more time at that, as you can get kind of context of what we're talking about today. Take a look.
Clear to those who try to oppose the United States. I want to be clear to those who wish to do us harm. I want to be clear to those around the world who want to destroy our way of life and that of our allies and friends. The United States military, despite all our challenges, despite our op tempo, despite everything we've been doing, will stop you. And we will beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before. Make no mistake about that. Other countries, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, went to school on us.
So you're looking specifically where this is a general at our war lowest level of preparation since World War I, reportedly. Our army, our supplies, our economy at $20 trillion in debt. It's a definitely not a good time for us to be having that kind of vibrato to other nations. It's almost like somebody's trying to get us in a war. And so you're looking specifically right now where these things are coming to pass. And we get back from this break, we're going to talk about a 100-year prophecy that's starting to come to pass Hudson Taylor was a man who was given a prophetic word by the Lord before World War I, before World War II, and the wars that preceded that, 30 years before it happened and it came to pass. But you know what? He talked about God showed him this specific time and season as well, and also told him at the end of what's about to come, what God showed him, that's when the Lord will return after that. If you don't know this or not, that Jesus Christ is coming back for his church. There's going to be a sudden sound, a trumpet in the air, and all those that are his, you know, going to be brought to meet him in the air. I mean, the church is going to be taken away at some particular point. You want to be a part of that. We'll talk about that as well. But also, not only the Hudson prophecy, but about in the midst of all this turmoil, the greatest harvest the world has ever seen. Over a billion young people are going to be won to the Lord in this particular time and season. It's going to be the most exciting times, but it's going to be times that test men's souls. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. For those that know the Lord, it's going to be so exciting. But those that don't know the Lord, they're going to cry out to meet him, or they're going to be totally disturbed on what's going on. Make sure you join us after the break, because we're going to go right into these prophetic words and continue this prophetic conversation about what's taking place in the world today. What is God saying to us? Remember this. Amos chapter 3, verse 7, that God does nothing unless he reveals it prophetically first through dreams or visions or prophetic insight through his word. And what we're about to share with you is more, just like Lena Jackson did, about what God showed us. And it looks to me, there's some things I just can't give the details on. I've been advised not to share, but understand this. What we're going to share with you, you need to prepare, because it's going to be days like you've never seen before. If you didn't catch us, this is some pretty amazing days. If you didn't catch us on previous program, last program, talking about a prophetic warning from Dmitri Dudeman, what God told him in 1996 and what's taking place. I mean, we're going to bring words that just happened, but we're trying to build a case for the reality that God has said this many times, and what God told Pharaoh through Joseph was, if God said it twice, it's a for sure thing.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to let you know is God has said it over and over and over again. And he's not saying it, he's saying it so we can be prepared. Or we could just go, God, we've sinned, I'm sorry, and turn back to him.
Yeah.
And but the good thing, the previous word, if you didn't hear it, you can go back and watch the program. You can go to VFN Torch and hear it. Sign up for the newsletter. Go to VFNTV.com and sign up for the Torch newsletter. And if you sign up right away, you'll get it in your email, but you also will get prudent preparation. You need to prepare. You know, you got to have your 90 days worth of preparation, because times are coming that no FEMA is going to be able to make it to you for a little bit. But in it's going to be a great harvest that's taking place. But a 100-year prophecy now. This is not the 1996, but this is a 100-year prophecy that came in to a Hudson Taylor. And in this prophecy, it was before World War I, World War II, and the future wars that would come, and this World War III that would come, that has yet to happen. Mm-hmm. It looks like we're on the brink of that taking place. But this is to help you kind of see how God is letting us know what's taking place. As a matter of fact, let's go listen right now to a little clip from Hudson Taylor's story that took place 30 years before World War I. God showed him specifically. And by the way, you're going to find out that Hudson Taylor was somebody who abided with the Lord. And part of abiding with the Lord is writing down what he's saying. Journal down what he's saying. And if you don't haven't abided with God, understand the reason why we know this today is because Hudson Taylor wrote down what God said.
Yeah.
The people in the Bible, the reason why we know that they wrote down what God said. And God's just speaking by volumes, and some people just don't write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to be able to do something like that, we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You can request your simple plan and it'll come right to you. But let's listen to Hudson Taylor, a little story about him real quickly to kind of get a foundation, how the Lord let him know 30 years in advance before World War I, but World War I, World War II, and the approach in World War III.
Hudson Taylor has long been regarded as one of the greatest missionary statesmen of all time. He was born in England in 1832 and left at 21 for China. He gave more than 50 years of his life to the beloved people of that country. He founded China Inland Mission and pioneered the idea of going deep within the heart of countries to reach people for Christ. During his years of service, he returned to England on furloughs. It is reported that on one of those occasions, while he was preaching in a church, God's light of revelation came to him. God gave him a sovereign look into future events.
I have seen a vision. I saw a great war that will encompass the whole world. I saw this war recess and then start again. actually becoming two wars. After this, I saw much unrest and revolts that will affect many nations. I saw, in some places, spiritual awakenings. In Russia, I saw that there will come a general, all-encompassing national spiritual awakening, so great that there could never be another like it. From Russia, I saw the awakening spread to many European countries. Then I saw an all-out awakening, followed by the coming of Christ.
More than 100 years have passed since this event took place.
A great awakening that can't be compared to any other awakening. In other words, it hasn't happened yet. But we're beginning to see that take place. When you're looking at President Putin positioning himself for war and taking Ukraine, the first thing we think about, you know, that this is a dangerous thing and this is going to bring problems to the world. But what we're going to hear in this program and future programs is that God's aware of what's going on. I mean, no man gets into power or woman unless God allows him to be there. And God directs the king's heart like a water course, is what the Word of God says. And so there's going to be a revival breakout in the midst of this crisis where over a billion souls, a billion. There's over 7 billion people on the face of the earth. A billion people, young people at that, are going to be giving their lives to the Lord. So what looks like crisis, and it will be a worldwide crisis, and you heard the general talk about, and there was more on that, but he just said, you know, it's going to be fast, it's going to be fierce, and you're going to wish you never would. But quite often that thing kind of turns around a little bit. Mm-hmm. So Hudson Taylor saw 30 years before War One. He said the world will be at war. And you have to understand, we know it now because it's history. But the world had never seen world war prior to World War I.
Yeah.
And the greatest loss of life that ever happened on the face of the earth at one particular time happened in World War I. I believe it was 1 million people lost in the first year. That's high numbers. And now you're looking at, you know, great, I mean, some prophetic, I'm not going to tie in those prophetic words right now, but this is what's being said. And so let's go back to, like, one more little piece to understand Hudson Taylor. But remember this. A great move of God is going to come out of Russia. It's going to go through some difficult times first. It's going to be a world war situation, but out of that's going to come. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
Hudson Taylor was well known for his journaling. He kept detailed accounts of many of his missionary and life experiences. We portray Hudson writing in England during the late 1800s.
It was quite a meeting last night. Right in the middle of the message, the vision came. I know I stopped motionless for some time. I was not sure it really was the Lord. So when the vision stopped, I kept preaching. But then after some time, I saw the same vision again. I don't know how long I stopped the second time. I had to proclaim what I had seen. I have seen a vision. I saw a great war that will encompass the whole world. I saw this war recess and then start again, actually becoming two wars.
God clearly revealed to Hudson Taylor World Wars I and II nearly 30 years in advance. In the vision, God gave him multiple verifiable events. I believe it was in part to establish validity and prepare us to believe the main point.
After this, I saw much unrest and revolts that will affect many nations.
God also gave indication to him of some of the numerous tensions and conflicts that have occurred since both world wars. We now know many specific places that revolts and unrest have arisen since the world wars. God was revealing major events as the world moved closer to the end of time as we know it.
I saw, in some places, spiritual awakening. In Russia, I saw the awakening spread to many European countries. Then I saw an all-out awakening, followed by the coming of Christ. This is such a profound matter. Russia. I spoke openly what I saw and many heard, I will leave the matter in the Lord's hand.
I'll leave the matter in the Lord's hand. That was 30 years before it began to all unfold, and he journaled. And I think about this, if you've never had a vision, you may have had a vision, but in it, quite often, we end up writing it off. I remember I was moving in a particular time of the day for one vision the Lord gave me. And this vision, it's just like it's almost like you just flip into another mode and you're like in some other existence momentarily, or it's just you see it in your mind's eye, but it's just so real to you. And the one thing the Lord showed me, and it's like, you know, for those computer people that are out there, it's like a mega wad of information, mega data just goes boom and just hits your hard drive and you just know it. But the Lord showed me instantly in a vision, like he's talking about here, he's preaching. How could he get this vision all of a sudden? You know, God's the creator of the universe. He just does what he does. You know, words are worth a thousand pictures. But all of a sudden, he showed me all the paper money on the face of the earth. All the paper money, all of it. It was being removed off the earth. And the way it was like a vacuum that was taking place in heaven. And it was just being sucked up. And it could almost look like a mountain like this because it was being sucked up to one place. And I could hear it flapping out from behind, you know, people's floors and hidden places or whatever, and all the paper money was being sucked up. And then I could see a mountain of money, you know, as it's going up, and then it all just turned into a fire and it just burnt. And the Lord was, you know, telling me that quickly, just like he was talking to Hudson right here, that, you know, paper money's going away, you know, and the digital currency's hidden, and that's what's happening here. The Lord showed me the Boston Marathon bombing 5 days before it was going to happen. I didn't know that's what it was until it actually happened. But the Lord showed me that there's going to be some sort of explosion take place on April the 10th, I believe, 5 days before, 10 days before, something like that, before it happened. And then it happened. This God's probably speaking to you quite often, maybe speaking to you now. But we're going to come back from this break. And you're going to hear Bob Jones talk about a very prophetic man who's with the Lord right now, but about out of this is going to come over 1 billion souls. Do you know he lost his life. He died. He went to heaven, and God tells him, you're going to go back. And he says, you know, I don't want to go back. And he says, we're going to go back for 1 billion souls harvest. And you're going to hear about that encounter. And it lines up with all these other words. You have to know, it's not just Bob's word alone, but understand it lines up exactly what we're hearing. Prophecies being fulfilled rapidly. And we want to go right to a prophetic. We just heard, you know, about from Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor.
How, you know, God showed him these different things that are going on 100 years ago. We also heard Dimitri Dudeman in 1996. We're going to hear words that we just got from God. But we're trying to show you that the Lord is speaking, like Amos chapter 3, verse 7. But we want to let you know, in the midst of this, there's going to be a great harvest. As a matter of fact, this same man was interviewing Bob Jones. And Bob Jones, a very prophetic man who can testify for his ministries, many folks. But Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, he was like a spiritual father, really, to him in the Lord in some way. But can testify to the legitimacy of his ministry. Also, the Mike Bickle with International House of Prayer, Kansas City, that God gave words through Bob Jones to establish the International House. Many other ones, I'm going to list all of them right now. But this is what the Lord, this is the encounter that he had with the Lord. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
Bob Jones is a respected American prophet, and he has spoken of an encounter he had in 1995 similar to Daniel of the Bible. He explained in a living room interview that he saw the ruling angel over Russia. He said the angel inquired as to whether he was willing to join the end-time Russian army of God. This was new to Bob, and he requested evidence of a prophetic record of such a calling on Russia.
I was telling him that I really don't believe what you're telling me. Because if this is going to happen, there'd be a past revelation about it. And he says, you will get it. In the next 3 months, I will give you all kind of revelation on what true prophets spoke. And one of the first things, in fact, in my mail the next day was Hudson Taylor's prophecy. And as far as I'm concerned, Hudson Taylor's prophecy was right, because that angel said he had sent it to me, and that's the first one he sent me.
So you hear that? Mm. Hudson Taylor's prophecy, the one that we just talked to you about. Bob Jones, we see that the next day, which confirmed to him, just like there's an angel over America that we talked about through the prophetic word, through God shared with Dimitri Dudeman and had that prophetic dream that in a previous program or last program, we talked about that. And Dimitri Dudeman asked him, who are you? And he says, I'm the angel over America, the American angel that protects America. Yeah. You got to find out what's going to happen in the context of that. But now you're looking at Bob Jones is going like, who are you? And he says, you know, I am the ruling angel over Russia. And he's going like, you want to join this? And of course, especially during his days, like, no, I don't want to join Russia's army. I don't think so. But he's talking about the army of the Lord and what's taking place. Things are going to shift in Russia. And I want you to take a look at this. This is Bob Jones talking about what the Lord showed him when he, he'll share what happened, but understand there's a billion soul harvest beginning to come out of Russia. And notice this too, that when Taylor was talking about this move of God that would take place, it began in Russia, but it began to spread through Europe and it went through, I mean, it's tough for Americans to go, so does this start with us? I mean, it's really difficult for Americans.
Outside of America.
Yes. Prior to America, everything happened outside of the United States of America. I know it's a shocker. We're the youngest country, you know, pretty much youngest constitution, oldest constitution, youngest country. But listen specifically what Bob Jones says about the encounter, because first of all, he's in heaven when he's hearing it. Secondly, he's hearing God tell him what's going to happen with a billion soul harvest coming out of Russia. Take a look.
The Lord had given me some prophecies, and I began to bring them, and I was told by an evil spirit if I kept bringing them, that he'd take my life. I didn't believe him, but he did. So I went to the Lord in death. And as I come close to the Lord, I saw that all the people that was in our line, he asked them only one word, did you learn to love? I saw that about 2% of all humanity was in the line I was in. There were 98% that was in another line that was wrapped up in their gods, because we're going to spend eternity with our gods. And if it's Jesus Christ is our God, we'll spend eternity with him. So as I stood before him, and I was getting ready to tell him, yes, Lord, because he only asked you, did you learn to love? And I was going to tell him I had, but he said, I want you to go back. And I told him I didn't really want to. But he said, go back, because I'm going to bring a billion souls unto myself in one great wave. And I want you to touch a few of the leaders that I'm going to use in that time. And I told him, I'll go back for souls.
So you're looking at a billion soul harvest. I mean, yeah, there's pretty shocking when you find out 2% were in a line.
Yeah.
In the righteous line in heaven. And 98% were in the other line. And we're going to talk a little bit. We have a whole program. We'll make the whole program available to you. Or relate that program to you, but we had it on before and understanding the context, what happened there. Because everybody who wasn't in the 2% line were serving their gods, whether it was alcohol, drugs, or whatever they'd given themselves over to, that they literally were one with that thing as they were going off into the abyss. And you don't have to go there. You know, you can follow the Lord. But just hearing a question, you know, did you learn to love? I mean, so many people learn the Bible. You know, so many people learn how to go to church. Some people learn how to, their job. They make money off their trade. But not everybody learns to love. And God is love. And the most important thing you can do, and we'll be talking more about it, you know, I'm challenged in that myself. You know, and all men are. But where we're going, we have to have the kind of love that when somebody smikes you or hits you in one cheek, you turn the other cheek. We got people that today, they just hit a red light the wrong way. They're like, all day long, they're messed up. And it's like, what if somebody punched you in a cheek? Could you turn it? What if somebody told you to go 1 mile? Would you like, psh, 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 all those noises you'd make with the second mile? I mean, we got to humble ourselves and realize that it does. God's won us the victory already in this life. We're trying to walk this out for him and for others so they can join us in the 2% line or the whatever it's going to be. But there's a billion soul harvest coming, and that's exactly the Hudson Taylor. Remember, he prayed and he thought, who are you? And Bob Jones was told, he said, I am the ruling Russian angel, And go to Revelations. A lot of people don't read the Word of God. If you go to Revelations, when you look at the stars in Revelations chapter 1 and 2, he says, what are these stars in your right hand, talking to the Lord? And he said, these are the angels of the churches. I mean, these things, everything's spiritual. You have to understand, we're spirits that have body that possess souls. God, all of creation is watching you, eagerly anticipating for the revelations of the Son of God. I mean, it's not all about what you see. What you see is temporary. What you don't see is eternal. And these heavenly angels are waiting for orders from God. They're not going to do outside of what God says do. But what we heard in the previous program with Dimitri Dudeman, God was telling him, I've had it. I'm going to deal with America. But I'm going to protect my people. I'm going to send an angel out to protect my people, an army. Mm-hmm. And you've got to catch that previous program if you want to hear that. But so he's saying specifically a billion soul harvest is coming. So when you see this rising up, and don't listen to the political arena in the context of what they're saying about it. They don't understand the signs of the times. Obviously, they'd be humble, a lot humbler. Also, the media, like the secular media, the national media, they don't even know. And if they did know, the secular bosses won't let them say it. I mean, they're not going to say you need to repent. And what they're talking about is amazing, what they're talking about in the midst of why World War III potentially is beginning to take place. It is taking place potentially. Yeah. Some people have reported it called cyber and other things happening at first. But look what God shared through Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries on October the 21st, 2002 about Russia. Well, listen to this prophetic word. Steve, can you read that prophetic word?
Russia will be the host of the greatest revival that the world has yet seen.
That's so important to understand, because it's like, what?
Out of all places.
I mean, listen to what they're saying right now. There's people running for president right now, and they're going like, oh, you know, Russia's still on my emails, and Russia's doing this, and Russia's doing that. And it's like, and they are. I mean, historically, Russia is known for doing some pretty horrific things. The president himself, today at this time of talking, you know, President Putin, he was part of the KGB. But you know, America's, there's things that happen that we don't understand how the sausage is made. But you know, as a Marine, war's not pretty, and things that happen out there, it's horrific. But know this, that God can just turn things around, and God's got some plans in store for Russia.
Yeah.
You're going to be really surprised what you hear in a moment from this word that was shared, revealed to Rick Joyner by the Lord. Listen to this. Go ahead, Steve.
Because of it, the soul of the nation will be transcendent, overcoming many of the great problems of the times and helping many other nations to do the same. Preceding this, Russia has a very difficult road ahead and some tragic events looming. Eventually, the road will become smoother. God's grace is extended towards Russia, and He is the one who put in Putin. She has at times.
Well, you mean God put in Putin?
God's in control, still is. Always.
That's sort of like God put in Pharaoh.
That's right.
God put in Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
I think God's in control. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right.
He says, there you are with all that fear, with nothing to fear at all. All that dread, with nothing to dread at all. That's what the Word of God says. Mm-hmm. He says, the birds don't. So they don't worry, and you see a bird pacing back and forth on a limb, going like, "I just don't know where, you know, where my seed's going to come from tomorrow, you know, and my nest is old. I got a new nest, you know." They're not worried about that. And he says, "Listen, if that's how God takes care of the grass of the field and the animal, not one bird falls from the sky without God saying fall or being in His plan. Aren't you worth more than many birds, many sparrows?" And so look, Putin's not a surprise to God. Putin is like a plan of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many are the plans in Putin's heart, but God is going to reveal His plans through this man. That's right. Okay.
She has at times teetered on the brink of anarchy, but she will grow in stability and wisdom and be a great leader of nations until the end.
So a great leader of nations. Russia. So we heard earlier where the prophecy from Dmitry Dudeman, they said they're going to strategize and begin to rule. Why should America rule? It looks like Russia is going to take a major leadership role in the future of the nations. And when you look at things going on the edge of anarchy, that's like, you know, it's almost like a bomb blowing up. It doesn't, you know, that the kind of things where people are trying to, you know, stop a bomb, and it's like, it's going to go, and it doesn't. Well, that looks like a nation is going to be over, but it's not. And I feel like that's what's going to happen to America as well. America's going to get to the point where most people who don't hear from the Lord, they're going to think it's over. But it's not over. But it's going to look like it's over. I mean, it's not going to be a lack of evidence thinking, you know, that it's not over. But everything's going to reboot, but it's going to come in a new way, and God's going to get our attention, if you would. Okay.
The Lord has prepared great leaders for Russia in government, business, and the church. These will be a statesman in their fields, developing a sound and wise interchange with counterparts in other nations to their mutual benefit. Such interchange is essential for the prosperity of Russia, and she must learn to resist the forces of isolation and short-sightedness. Germany, Poland, and Russia will grow in friendship to their mutual benefit and strengthening. It is the destiny of Russia to precede the world in dealing with some of the problems that the whole world will face.
We're still, we used to think we were the only ones, but now our present leadership is just giving away the role that America had. I mean, that's what they're doing. We used to send our troops out and send our people out to be able to help. I mean, you went out there and did that yourself as a Marine. And you think, what's going on? It looks like the world stage is shifting. You know, as we showed on our program, as we were interviewing some people, they were being interviewed in Turkey, that he said he believes everything's going east. Mm. Everything's going east, dealing with China, dealing with the Middle East, and Russia. Mm-hmm. That would be Russia as well, which means America is going to be humbled.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the ground, the soil has been here. We're talking about the nation, the people, is going to be humbled during this time. And Russia's going to take a major role. Ain't that something? Okay.
Pray for wisdom from above to show them the way to build upon a foundation that can stand against the pressures to come. When Russia is standing on solid ground, the world will be safer.
Is that amazing?
Yeah.
It used to be if America's doing good,
the world's good.
The world's doing good. And it looks like, according to this word, and then you have to understand, if you haven't heard anything about Rick Joyner and Morningstar Ministries, this is a very intelligent man, a man with a lot of wisdom, you know, so many different things.
Yeah. So when Russia is standing on solid ground, the world will be safer, and she will be able to help pull many other nations out of the quicksand. The potential of the Russian soul is a great treasure. The greatest threat to Russia is not the resurrection of communism, but the emergence of fascism.
And fascism is something that, you know, Rick Joyner spoke to many about that's going to be the far right is going to be the issue. A lot of people are talking about the far left, but the far right is actually the bigger issue.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, God wants, an eagle takes both wings to fly. He cannot have a left wing or a right wing. He's got to have the whole bird.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many things being done in the name of whatever. But the truth is, the far right are the ones who could actually do more damage and have more capabilities of doing that kind of thing. It's fascism. For example, fascism would be, the Nazis, like the nationalist parties, what they were called, I believe, and that, you know, everybody wants to be patriotic, and anybody's not patriotic, then we need to, oh my goodness, they started doing things to the Jews in Germany because they said that they weren't patriotic enough. They closed down their businesses. They took the professors out of school. They didn't let them teach anymore. Took the students out of school. Then they said, you know what? We needed to protect them. They took them to ghettos and they created some housing project for them. And then they finally took them to the camps and they took them to the ovens. That's what nationalism, fascism does. And so that's what we have to watch out for. We got to pray, ask God, that you would prevent any nationalism, fascism coming to America or coming to Russia, because God has a powerful move in store. As a matter of fact, the Lord was showing me, even in America itself, when God was speaking to me, and this is one thing that he spoke to me on July the 26th, 2015, about, and we're seeing it now, but understand, he showed us in advance that America was going to be infiltrated. There's going to be a great infiltration in America of other nations, including their gods and their ways. And that's what you're seeing. And in that, Germany, Mexico, and Russia were a part of that. Now, some of the things we're going to share, because we're going to have to talk about this again on our next program, but understand this, that our pain, the scars of our past, things that happened that truly happened in America, there's legitimate scars in our history. There's things that have done, been done wrong over this nation that need to be made right, and they can only be made right at the cross. But what Lord is showing us, and I'll tell you more about it in our next program, that people's pain, their pain are being used by Russia. They're being used by the radical Islamists and the Russians, and they're thinking, and this might be you, you're thinking that you're about to get your way, but I'm sad to say this, that they're using your pain. You have legitimate pain, you have legitimate scars, and there needs to be things done better and right in your life, and things need to be done differently. But they don't care about you. They're using you. They're using the whole situation. We'll talk about it, because the Lord told me very specifically, He showed us in a prophetic dream what was taking place. And think how bad it will be in the end when you were already treated bad. You balled into the lie that they said they were going to make things better, and you're going to find out it's 10 times worse. And now you're in more, you know, spiritual, physical captivity versus being set free. But God has also said that in that, a great revival is going to come out of you. And so we're very excited about, you know, sharing that as well and giving you insights so you're not taken advantage of. You know, now you go, well, I'm not going to be a part of that. But America was infiltrated, and it's, you know, one of the things the Lord showed me was America was intentionally being infiltrated with other nations and places and in the business room, and everybody was actually, they were happy about it. They were very supportive of it. And you're seeing it right now. People are going, this is good. This brings us business, and this will bring workers in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody pretty much is an immigrant. You know, if you're, you know, everybody's an immigrant in America, but maybe First Nation, potentially not. But illegal immigrant, it's sort of like saying, you know, this is a bank customer. And this other customer is going to rob the bank. So he's an illegal customer. Now, the regular customer is a good customer and needs to come on in. But the one robbing the bank needs to stop.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of promoting this thing. Leaders are promoting this concept of illegal things and just watering down. As a matter of fact, he even showed me that we're going to be losing our identity, and then America itself would be watered down. He also showed me specifically that Christian broadcast, that all of a sudden, you know, where, you know, people didn't pay a lot of attention to what was going on. Now they're looking at the world news and they're going like, I thought they were smarter. I thought they actually knew something. You're finding out they had agendas and they weren't really telling the whole truth. And people are going to start turning back to the voice of the Lord and hearing what God has to say. And we're very excited about it. They showed us very specifically how, you know, VFN television was going to be a part of that, and the VFN mm-hmm. Dream Center Hub, and that God has these hubs all over the world and all over America. And we're very excited about that. And you're a part of that by being a part of this broadcast and connecting with us. And, you know, we're walking this thing out every day, and we love to hear from you. We're going to have to stop sharing these prophetic words and share the rest of them in our next broadcast. But I want to encourage you that we're doing this together. God has set this time up. He says that in Acts chapter 17, He designed everything. He chose the season that you would live. He picked the address that you would live at, and this very moment that you're listening and watching this program, God knew this was going to happen. This is a God moment. God said, I'm letting you know so you could be prepared. And if you have not yet prepared, you need to prepare. Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw what happened with these hurricanes coming in recently. The shelves were empty instantly. And people just automatically, even though they don't need 10 loaves of bread, they take all 10 because they're fearful. So they're not going to equally distribute what's on the shelf. They're just going to clear it out. But you know what? The shelves are full right now. If you're watching this broadcast live, they're full right now. You can go prepare. If you want to find out how to do that, you can sign up for our newsletter. We have a teaching for you, a talk called Prudent Preparation. Helps you think outside the box. It's just free. It comes right to your email. Sign up for our Torch newsletter. Go to VFNTV.com. VFNTV.com. Upper right-hand corner, click on the Torch newsletter. Sign up. Your email, whatever it is, it comes right to you, and you begin to listen to that, and you need to be prepared now. If ABC News is telling you, or the secular news is telling you what's going on, it's too late, because they report historical things. Mm-hmm. We're talking to you about the prophetic future and what's going to take place. I want to be able to pray for you right now. Father God, Lord, we love you. We thank you for your voice. We thank you for Bob Jones and Rick Joyner and Demetri Dudeman, God. We thank you for our military, God, that's standing up and defending our country, Father God. But Lord, we pray that you protect each and every one. God, we thank you for these angels that you set up over each of your churches, God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the angel over America and the angel over Russia, Lord. And what you're keeping things from the enemy from getting his way, Father God. You're holding things back, as you say in 2 Thessalonians. And we thank you for that. No one's stronger than your right arm. God, and we just ask you for this harvest. We ask you, Lord, you would prevent fascism from taking place in Russia and America, Lord God. Help us to humble ourselves and come to you, Father God. Prevent this physical attack, Lord, that you're showing us that would take place on American soil, Father God. That you would strengthen our borders, Lord God, and change our hearts, God. That there would be a presidential election, God, and that people would vote and there would be a smooth transition of power, but there wouldn't be evil man trying to take this nation hostage, God. But God, send revival, God. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.